Hello, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Together, we host the A Moment of Science podcasts.
Thousands of listeners downloaded over 115,000 A Moment of Science podcasts last year. And we're overwhelmed by your continued support.
Our producing station, WFIU, provides these podcasts as a free service to you, our listeners. But producing and delivering them to you is not free.
This week, we're asking you to throw in a few dollars and show your support.
If you value this free service, consider making a tax-deductible contribution today.
Please visit WFIU.org to learn how.
That's WFIU.org, and thank you. Rub-a-dub-dub, but why do we rub on this moment of science? You stick yourself with a pencil, or maybe get pinched in a closing door. Your first response is a little cry and a flinch that draws the hurt place away from the source of pain. Two behaviors which are easy to understand. But what about the next thing you do? Rubbing the area where you got the ouch. Why do that? You might think the last thing you would want to do with a sore spot is touch it. In fact, the reason rubbing reduces the pain of minor sticks and bruises is that you aren't actually rubbing the hurt area itself, or if your hand does cross over it, you won't tend to focus on that spot. Rather, you rub the immediate area all around the hurt. This works to diminish the pain by signaling a great many nerve fibers to fire in the same immediate vicinity, thus drowning out those nerve fibers which are sending the ouch signal. Think of a stadium full of people. Each person represents one of the nerve fibers in your arm. If 50 of them are shouting ouch and 150 are silent, the ouches have it. Not so, however, if 50 are shouting ouch and 150 are saying rub. Although the pain signal itself has not been altered, its overall perceived effect will not be as intense. Why don't two pinches cancel each other out then? Rubbing is especially effective at drowning out small pain signals precisely because it is not the same kind of signal, that is, an acute, localized message. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Dolores Schroeder. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.